Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Everyone, Happy New Year and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy and I'm your host for this evening, and as we kick off 2016 for our show, I'm so happy to be here with you for the next hour. We've got a great show for you tonight, and we're always happy to be able to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Transitions LLC 23. You'll find them on the web at transitionsllc23.vpweb.com. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Bobby Allison, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our 2016 webinar schedule is up on the website, and what's better than joining us for some amazing presentations right in the comfort of your own home? Coming up on Tuesday, February 9th, author and professor Stafford Betty will be hosting the webinar on How Karma Plays Out in the Afterlife. And on Tuesday, March 1st, the webinar will be on Suicide Loss Perspectives from Parents, Therapists, and a Medium. And this event will feature Dr. Mohanna, Gary Giannini, and our very own certified medium, Renata Santarelli. And many more webinars will follow, so stay tuned and be sure to check back on our website for other listings later this year. We also have another great Holidays of the Earth raffle. This is coming up this spring on April 22nd, and mediumship readings will be given away to 5 lucky winners. So be sure to enter, and if you do, you might win a reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums participating in this raffle are Lynn LeClaire, Amy Utzman, Renee Buck, Dave Campbell, and our guest tonight, Bobby Allison. So don't miss out on this. One raffle ticket gives you 5 chances to win a free reading. And finally, our 5th annual Grief Transformation Retreat has now been scheduled for the weekend of July 22nd through the 24th, and we're right back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. Now, if you've not attended one of these events, this is always a weekend of extraordinary healing. We have an amazing team of facilitators. Be sure to check out the details on our website so that you don't miss out on this meaningful experience. You'll find more information about this event and all of our upcoming events on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. Tonight is Mediums and Messages here on Signs of Life Radio. And tonight we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes. You can reach us here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Bobby Allison. And not only is she one of our certified mediums with Forever Family, she's also a remote viewer. She's able to connect with master guides through automatic writing. Bobby comes from a long line of psychic mediums in her family, and she connects with spirits, with guides, and with angels. She's been featured on radio and television, and we're really happy to have her with us tonight. Hi, Bobby. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. We're so happy you're here with us tonight. So I wanted to ask you a little bit, actually, about your work. In addition to, you know, your private readings that you do for clients, I know that you also give seminars, you do some teaching or workshops. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, in the next couple of months, there's going to be some workshops and events coming up. They'll be listed on my website, which is www.bobbyallison.com, and also on Facebook. And if anybody's interested, they can look there for that information.
That's great. That's great. What kind of workshops do you do?
Well, there's going to be some surprises this time, so I'm not going to divulge too much because it's still in the works. But it's going to be, you know, all different types of, maybe some readings in there too, but teaching like manifesting and healing in all different modalities and stuff. So it's going to be quite fun.
That's great. I'm so happy to hear that, you know, because not all mediums actually teach. There's a lot of people out there that do great readings, but they don't actually teach workshops or they don't really help other people to develop. So that's really cool that you do
that. Yeah, it'll be like introduction to, you know, mediumship and things like that. So it'll, you know, the people reach out at times and they ask all the time about, you know, when are you going to teach, this, that, and the other thing. So, you know, sometimes you just have to step up and be the one.
Right. Right. And you're based in Long Island, right?
That's
correct.
So everyone
knows.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So make sure you guys visit the website just to check out the schedule and see what's going on there. Now, I also wanted to ask you, I know that you've, in the past, you've helped law enforcement and private investigators as well.
That's
now,
correct.
Is that a big is that like a big part of what you do? Or?
Well, you know, it's not really out there too much in the public because of, you know, the situations or the cases that, you know, the law enforcement may call on, but it's kind of tricky at times because it's more of like building the puzzle. There's all pieces to the puzzle, and each one of us can give and offer some information to maybe crack a case or to find a missing person. But not only law enforcement, but I have a lot of people that, you know, contact me through Facebook with from anything from missing items to missing kids or runaways and things like that. So it's all different.
Right. Yeah, it usually is, you know. I have to just say, though, I really admire you so much for doing that kind of work because, I mean, I know firsthand how much energy it takes to work on, let's say, for instance, it's a criminal case or if it's a missing person case. And I think people don't realize sometimes how draining that is sometimes to work on that type of a crime, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Especially when you're a medium and you're an empath and you pick up all the feelings of maybe the person that's passed. And what I do is when I tap into those particular situations, I remote view. They take me like from my body to the place and it's almost like I'm experiencing what they experienced and much more. So it's very overwhelming and draining at the same time. But
I would do it
over and over because it's bringing healing to the families and to the people. And so that's why I do it.
Right. I mean, it's a very interesting experience. And again, you know, our listeners probably don't realize what's involved in something like that. But that's really awesome that you do that. And I really admire you for it. You know, one question I want to ask you, too. I was on your website. I saw music and mediums. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. So a couple of years back, me and a couple of other mediums and some music people came up with music and mediums, where we took the two worlds together because music is healing for the soul.
Yep.
And we decided to do an event that we could give to different charities and help the children. So the first one we did was for autistic children, and we gave all the money to them, and we brought the two things together and just had like some music and the mediums, and we just really got like, oh, God, so many people were so generous to offer their venue, food, right down to, everything was free, and we made $7,000 for the first time we did it for the children, for autistic children.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. I love
this.
I absolutely love this. This is so cool.
There's been some other little ones since the first one, but, you know, again, it's, it depends on who reaches out and who, you know, ask for this to be done. It takes a lot of work, a big team. We had meetings every week, and we really did this for the children, and we look forward to doing many more. And it was Notes for Life. Yeah, a friend of mine has Notes for Life for children. So,
well, that sounds fun. That really does. That's really awesome. All right, so we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Bobby Allison. We're also going to be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or if you would like to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at the show. I think our lines are pretty well lit up, but I'll give you the number one more time.
1-888-627-6008. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Hello, my name is Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death. Heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word, .com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Dori Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Bobby Allison. So we're going to go right to our phone lines. From what I understand, they're lit up, okay? So I'd just like to mention quick, for those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air and you'd like to have a connection with Spirit, we do like to hear your voice, because it really always helps us to facilitate a connection with Spirit. So just give us your first name, let us know if you'd like a quick mini reading, or if you have a question for us, we love your questions as well. So let's go to our first caller. You ready, Bobby?
Yes, I am.
Okay, our first caller is Maria calling in from New York. Are you with us, Maria?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Would you like a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
I would love a mini reading. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to turn you right over to Bobby.
Hello, Maria. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so what I'm going to do is just try to tap into you, into your energy, and see who's here to speak to you. But the first thing that I have to say is I see the name Frank or Fran. I get letters and sounds. Don't listen to the name, just the first letter, okay? And it could be somebody they're calling out to or somebody that's with you. I feel like I'm on your father's side of the family right now, and I feel that the grandfather steps up, and I feel like I see a uniform. Do you understand? Cops, fire,
not
delivery, or
military.
Well, this is what I feel, so I have to stay where I am. So I'm on. It's either your dad's side or your husband's side. I get a male on the same side, okay? If you're married or have a significant other, is what I should say. I feel like there's an older man that steps up. I see the uniform, so it could be military, cop, fire, or delivery. I also feel like I'm supposed to talk about the Philip or the Fran, like I told you before. I also feel like I'm in the chest area, like I have lungs, heart, either congestive heart failure, or with the lungs filled up with fluid, or the actual lung issue, emphysema, cancer, something of this nature. They're also showing me somebody stepping up. I see pancreatic cancer or a very quick cancer. And it's I kind of feel like I'm going to mom's side with that. So it's somebody stepping up from your mom's side. And was there Pop-Pop? Was there Poppy or Pop?
No.
Where's the P name?
I do recognize Philip. And the
you lungs. Do. Okay, is that on mom's side or dad's side?
That is husband's side.
Husband's side, okay. Do you understand any of the chest area with the lungs or the heart?
Yes.
Okay, who was the heavy smoker or the cigarette-smoking man that showed me the pipe, cigarettes, cigars, anything with the smoking?
He used to smoke very heavily until a few years behind.
Okay, that's fine.
When he stopped, he was military also.
Okay, good. They'll always give you like a past, present, and future to validate who they are. It's always called, it's evidential information, just so that you can connect with this specific spirit that's coming through, okay? There's actually a bunch of them there. I don't know if they're all for you or the next caller, but I do have to talk about the soul that never made it here, and I feel like it's with you or the female on your mother's side, and they tell me that the soul that never made it here, either through a miscarriage or some other means, and I feel like that soul watches over. They keep telling me to say Kathy or Kelly, C or K. Who's that?
Kathy is one of my very best friends from kindergarten and actually was the one who prompted me to call you this evening.
Okay, so you understand. So this must be, sometimes there's messages for people who don't get through that maybe she prompted you, maybe that message is for her. There is some.
I think it's for her.
Yes. Would you please, maybe she's listening in, I'm not sure, but if not, could you please tell her that soul is there and around her quite often and that they will meet again one day? This is a very loving feeling to me, and I feel like there's number four that connects there with her, either 4 weeks, 4 months, or the month of April, or the fourth of the month. There's something, either she was one of four, or it happened when she was 4 weeks, 4 months, something of that nature, okay? I also feel like Mary or Maggie is who? Michael, Mary, it's the M, very strong M that's connected to you. I feel like this is the grandmother figure that's calling out either the family with the last name of the M or that she is the M.
That is my friend again.
Oh, really?
Her mother.
Oh, okay. So that's just a validation. That's what happens. We don't control who comes through. So sometimes what happens is you're just the messenger for someone else. And, you know, God bless your soul, is what they keep showing me. All this.
Okay.
Was she very religious, the mother?
Yes, very.
Because I keep seeing her hands in the prayer stance, like this soul, actually, the soul that never made it here or that left early. She keeps showing me this prayer stance and going over and over and sending the light and sending the healing. And the love is just abundant, like so much love.
Wonderful.
So there should be some healing that should go on. And I'm supposed to hand her one single yellow rose.
Okay.
Okay, so they either
I'm
want me to say
that.
Yes, please do. And I feel like, is there twins on that side of the family, or is that with you?
Yes.
Do you have the twins,
she
or does
has
she?
She has twins.
She does?
She has twins.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's just another validation for her. And thank you so much for, I keep wanting to say, they keep saying thank you so much to her for you to pass the message. They're so excited. And they show me, does she live near the water, or somebody have the boat? I keep being brought to the water on the docks, unless this again might be for you, and they tell me the name Bob.
Bob or Robert. Familiar.
It's B, like.
We are going to the water next week.
Okay. Is that on a vacation, or do you live near that?
Yes.
Okay.
I wish I would live. Well, I live on Long Island like you do, so we're surrounded by water.
Okay. I didn't know if you were, like, leaving and you were going on vacation, or you were living near the water, going to water.
I'm off to St. Croix next week.
Okay, wonderful. So just, I just want you to, there's somebody coming through from the husband's side again. They're pulling me over there, and that the man that came through before keeps telling me that he says everything is going to smooth out. There's some rough waters in that side of the family. And they keep showing me, like, the butting of heads. And he says, please tell, I hear them. Do you understand that?
Yep.
There's butting of heads, and they keep saying that everything is going to smooth out. I see the slate being smooth, and it went from the rocky roads, and now it's all smooth. And he said he's taking care of it from the other side, and he talks about the T name.
The T name.
It's either first name or last name, like Tommy, Timmy, Tony. Don't know if he's with that person or if he's calling out to that person, but there's abundance of them on that side of the family, and he's, like, drawing me in over there. And I just want to say one more thing. They just showed me. Is there somebody that's in the medical field or in the education field? They showed me the hands of healing, and I think this is just to validate his presence. So I don't know if he's talking about one of his children, and he's talking about the teacher or the nurse, the doctor, something on the medical field.
Okay.
Do you understand it for that side of the family?
It could be the education again, and that's back to my friend.
Sorry.
Well, she's the messenger. She's the messenger tonight. Okay, Maria, I think we're going to have to leave it there, but I hope this helped you a little bit tonight.
Wonderful. I thought it was fabulous. I appreciate
it.
No problem.
Pass along those messages. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
I will. Thank you.
Good night. Alrighty. Thank you.
Okay, wow, that was so interesting. I love when that happens also, when they become the messenger, you know, because we never know how that's going to shake out, you know. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller. I believe we have Kathleen on the phone calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes, hi.
Hi,
I'm actually Kathy.
Show.
That was my friend Maria.
Oh, geez. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, you're getting a spectacular reading tonight then, because you got all that information.
Great. Sounds good.
And I'm going to turn you over to Bobby.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
So all that information was for you then?
Yes, but give me more.
Okay, so do you hear what I said in the beginning of the reading? I said I don't know if it's for you or if it's the next caller.
Yes.
So they showed me the next caller. So that's your validation. That was all for you. That's wonderful, because I feel like your family is so strong. So you're the one that has the twins. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. They talked about, heard the whole thing, but they talked about the twins, and now they're focusing on the twins. But they also showed me the soul that never made it here. So I'm supposed to talk about that again to say there needs to be some type of healing that goes on for you. And I feel like your grandmother figure, it's either your grandmother or your great-grandmother that comes through from your mother's side of the family. And I feel like very strong. Have a relationship with them in the physical world, but in the spiritual world, they are always around you, and you need to know that. And I feel like the bond is just never broken. They always know and watch out and, you know, watch over, and they pray for us just as we pray for healing from them. And I feel like you're to understand this and to know this. I feel like you're very intuitive yourself. She keeps showing me your eyes or her eyes. She points to the eyes. So there's a couple of different things I get when I see the eyes. It's either macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts, or somebody's very psychic and their eyes are alluring and they bring people in and they have that whole healing experience. whomever gets, you know, attracted to those eyes. So are you very intuitive, or you've had visions yourself?
I'm really into this. I don't know if I'm actually, you know, intuitive, but
I feel like you are, but I feel the grandmother is as well. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Yes. I feel like she shows me the eyes. So I'm going to say you have the same as she had, and that's what she's making me feel like. So if you ever choose to go down this road to be more intuitive or to enhance it a little bit, what you do is you meditate. Meditate will raise your vibration, and you'll be able to maybe get some messages. But I feel like you're very sensitive to other people's energy. So maybe it's not the psychic visions, but maybe it's just being able to read people that come, you know, into your energy field, and you're able to pick up, like, good, bad, or indifferent. That's what they're kind of the road they're bringing me down. I feel like there's also somebody else that steps up. They keep showing me the lower extremity, like somebody had to get a toe cut off, or somebody had diabetes, or there was something with the war, because I feel like that they're bringing me to the circulation of the foot or the leg. Do you understand this?
It was like my grandmother's sister-in-law. I guess my grandfather's sister. That happened
That's
to
okay.
her. Yes.
That's okay. As long as you understand it, and you know, it doesn't matter how long they've been crossed over. They can come through, and it just happens with me. That's how it works. So you have to kind of embrace it and just listen to the message. Sometimes I see the Anna, who's A-N. A-E or I is the same sound to me when I see it or hear it. So I feel like they're connected to that particular situation, that energy that I just spoke about. Can you validate that? Do you understand that name?
Her name was Delia.
No, okay.
Delia,
so do you understand who the A-N is?
Oh. Well, excuse me, when you said somebody lost their extremities, but it was a female, you said, right?
Well, I said they were showing, well, it could be somebody in the war, so I didn't really, I wasn't specific as to male or female, but they kept showing me a vision of this needing to happen, of somebody's circulation in the foot or the leg, the bottom of the
leg.
Right,
right. Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely her.
That was her? Okay. So the A-N or E-N, you don't understand that particular name, but you didn't have to give me her name, but that's okay that you did. So I want to say, is there a namesake for her? Does she have a daughter? She shows me the younger female.
Delia.
Somebody that she took under her wing and raised. Like, she shows me the daughter or the niece that's very connected, or that was very connected to her.
Delia,
you said her name
leg?
Is? Yes, you said
Delia.
Her name was Delia,
yeah,
correct?
She was not married.
So who is the female that she took under her wing and she raised like her own, if she did not have her own child? Was she the godmother? Did she have people in her home that she raised? She's making this a point to bring this up. So was that your mother, or was it like an aunt that she took under her wing? And she, like, I see the person like putting her on a pedestal, let's say.
Yeah, it could have been my mother, because my mother did take care of her. But
Okay, so maybe that's what you're talking about. And then you oftentimes come through when people take care of them to thank them and things like that. Where's the V, like Veronica? Or Vinny or Valerie? Where's the V, the first name or the last name? I could be switching at any time. So I want to say, like, if you're married or have a significant other, that side of the family, or your dad's side, because I'm switching sides. I put them on different sides. I know people get confused, but that's how I read. So there's a V name.
I'm writing it down, but it's
that's
not
okay. You might have to
write those names down.
That's okay. It might be for the next caller too. Sometimes that happens.
Okay, I think we're probably going to have to leave it there
because
our lines are really lit up. But Kathy, thank you so much for calling in. This is very cool.
Thank you.
That connection also with Maria. I hope this helps us a little bit.
Thank you.
All right, we've got time for maybe one more caller before we have to go to commercial break. So I believe we have Christina on the line calling in from New York. Are you with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Christina. Did you want to have a connection with Spirit?
Yes, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Okay, so let me tune into your energy and see what I have going on here for you. Okay, the first up is a father figure. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like I have a father figure that steps up, and he said, I wouldn't miss this for the world. He makes me feel like I see balloons. And when I see balloons, he makes me feel like there's a congratulations, and he shows me his eyes, and he says, you don't think I see all? So there was some celebration, like they show me, it's not birthday, it's like a congratulations, like a baby, like a something very big. And he makes me feel like, was there a baby born in the family recently?
No.
He shows me the baby in his arms. Rock, is someone trying to get pregnant?
No.
Okay, well, please listen up, because when I get spirit that's telling me about the baby coming, you're going to be hearing about this in the family. There's also the balloons. Sometimes when I see the balloons, believe it or not, it's not always birthday. It's some other things. I see birthday in a different way, but the balloons are specific to a celebration. So there's something that either just happened in the last 4 weeks or it's coming in the next 4 weeks. Okay, so it's not really any more than that. So I feel very strong about that, so I'm supposed to say that. Also, I want to talk about, is there a David?
Yeah.
Who is David to you?
David is a friend of my son's.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me just see if that fits. Is there a June connection with your son or with this David or the number 6?
June is my son's birthday.
Okay, so that means that we're definitely talking about this. How old is your son?
23.
Okay, so let me just go there for 1 minute, okay? I feel like, do you understand if I say that there's someone in spirit that's trying to come through, that there was an addiction, taking responsibility for his own passing? Do you understand this?
Absolutely.
Okay. Was that his friend?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Because I feel like I'm supposed to talk about this, but I feel like there may be two. I'm not sure if he knew both of them very well, but I feel one he did, and I feel like they're kind of coming through together. One may be the friend of the friend, but one is definitely his friend. And I feel like there is supposed to be a lesson in this with this gentleman that passed. And there's also somebody that's taking responsibility for their own passing as well. I believe that they took their own life. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Oof. This is when it gets a little hard, a little tricky, because now I'm starting to go into the emotions of the I'm sorries and all of this. And it's kind of like the same energy with both of them, the one that had the addiction and then the one that went. But you do understand, is there a Michael or there an M name that's connected to one of the young fellows that have passed?
Well, that I can't think of right now.
That's okay. So just write it down, because I see an M, so it's Michael, Mark, and you know, someone like that. It could be the first name or the last name. But they're coming through with the hands kind of together, bowing their head and saying that there's so many apologies that they have to give out. But at the same time, there has to be lessons learned for all. And I feel like did somebody get a tattoo for one of them?
There was a talk about tattoo, yeah.
I see more than one person getting this tattoo. It's going to be like they get the same specific tattoo, like all the friends or so on and so forth, maybe family members. And I feel like, oh, goodness gracious. Who's Billy?
Oh, I can't think.
In that little group, do you know a lot of your son's friends' names or no?
No, I do, but I can't think of a Billy
right
now.
Okay, that's fine. Just write it down, because I see the B name.
I will.
Billy, Bobby. And I also feel like, I want to go back. So the father figure is either your father, grandfather, or father-in-law, if you're married. And I feel like I want to talk about, I see the fireman. They keep showing me two things. I see the uniform, but I also see the ladder. So I'm not sure if they're talking about the ladder of success, because sometimes I see the ladder for when people are going and becoming more successful in the job or in their career. And I feel like I see the uniform, which, again, uniform is a cop, fire, delivery, or military. So where does that fit in with the father figure for you?
Well, the father-in-law was in the military. And he usually shows a uniform.
Okay, wonderful. So as long as you get that validation. Because it's very, very important. And they keep showing me, did somebody get hit on a bicycle? Or were they on the motorcycle and they passed?
No.
Okay, because I'll tell you exactly what I see, and it'll fit somewhere with you, unless it's for another caller. That's usually what happens. But I keep seeing a young, like a 12 or 13-year-old that my daughter went to school with, and he passed when a new driver hit him on a side road. And they keep showing me this. Okay, and this was years back, but this is what they show me this one child each time when I know it's the same exact thing that happened. So if it's not for you and you can't identify with that, then it's probably for the next caller.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
I think we're going to have to leave it there because we've got about a commercial break. But Christina, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That was great.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Alrighty, we're going to go to a quick break, guys. In the meantime, you might want to check out Bobby's website. It's bobbyallison.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Bobby Allison. But before we get back to our guest and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like 1-800-Flowers, The Gap, Home Depot, Nordstrom, QuickBooks, Vistaprint, and many, many, many more. So go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. So we're going to get back to our show now. We've got Bobby Allison with us, and we've got time for a couple of more calls. I believe we have Linda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. Did you want to have a little mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
Mini reading, please.
Okay.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So what I'm going to do is, if you've been listening to the show, what I'll do is tune into your energy and bring through some spirit for you and just validate for me if you understand the name or the first initial that I say and just tell me the relationship that you have to them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So now, I don't know if you heard the last reading, but I feel like I'm supposed to mention this young fella or young boy that got hit by a car on a bicycle. So I'm not sure if it's for you, but I just wanted to mention that again because she didn't claim it the last reading. So I don't know if you know somebody that that happened to or if it's somebody in your family that's connected.
No.
Do you identify with that?
No.
Okay. So I just wanted to make sure. So let me go in to your energy and see what we got here. Okay. I want to talk about, at first I saw Ashley, but I'm going to say the letter A, E, or I, and I feel like I'm connected to the female side of you, so that would be your mom's side, and I feel like either they're calling out to the name with the A, E, or I, or they're bringing through somebody. So let me just see just one second who this is. There's three females there. They're talking about being the three musketeers. So I don't know if it's an aunt, a mother, and a grandmother, or if it's a grandmother and her two sisters, but there's three of them all together.
My mother and my two aunts.
Okay, so you understand that. Very much around you. They keep showing me this beautiful, I don't know if it's like a very unique vase, and it's got like this beautiful flowers on it, but small, like hand-painted. And they're talking about like a family heirloom or something that was very precious to one of these ladies. And do you, let me ask you this, is there a namesake for one of these? Don't say the name, but just yes or no. Do you have your first name or your middle name the same as your grandmother and the two aunts?
My grandmother named after.
You're named after. Okay, wonderful. The first name or just the middle?
The first name.
Okay, wonderful. Just to validate and give you some evidential information to prove that she's here watching over you. She keeps showing me the monarch butterfly. So I'm supposed to tell you she is not the butterfly. She sends the butterfly when she's around and wants you to pay attention to the love that she has to give to you. Do you understand?
Okay.
So moving forward, when you see this particular butterfly, it's going to be the same butterfly over and over. Now, butterflies don't live that long, but you're going to see throughout the whole summer, spring, or whatever, when they're around the most, you're going to see the same color or the same type of butterfly. So I'm supposed to tell you that. And I'm also supposed to tell you that there's somebody that gets down on their knees and prays, or was taught to get down on their knee and pray, or knees, excuse me. And I feel like this is like a family, I'm going to say tradition, but maybe that's not the correct word. I feel like the teachings of the females was to tell the children to get down and pray for what you believe in, and pray for, you know, whatever it is that their desires, or, you know, how the older people, oh my goodness, they're cutting me off. Hold on one second. I got to go to the other side of the family. There's a grandfather and a father figure that comes through, the two men are together, and they show me the show, My Three Sons. So did your grandfather or your father have three sons?
No.
Do you remember that show with the okay. So is there, I forget the guy's name, I think it was Fred. Is there a Fred? Maybe they want to talk about the Fred. Wasn't it Fred McMurray or something?
It was Fred McMurray, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. So they're showing me that show, but I'm supposed to focus on that father. So was somebody the third son? Maybe there was not just three sons. Maybe there's four, but is there they want to talk about the third son. Do you have three sons? Did they have three sons? Did your grandfather, your father, or was there an uncle? Because they keep bringing me to that side of the family, and they're definitely showing me that. And that's always my sign for the three boys. So was there three brothers? Were the cousins that acted like brothers? And is there a Stanley? Or a Stephen? Or a Scott? Or a Stuart? S-T?
No.
Not on that side of the family?
No.
Are you married?
I was, yes.
Okay, what about on that side of the family, the in-law side? Was there three boys?
No, there were two boys.
Okay, well, would March connect? If it's not the three sons, then maybe they want to talk about the March connection, because there's something with the three, and that's how they're bringing it through. If you don't understand
my
it, what I suggest...
My father was born in March.
Oh, your father, okay.
Yes.
So maybe that's what that's how he's showing it to me. Just give me one moment. Would you understand if I talked about the neurological disorder?
Yeah. No, neurological, no.
Neurological, like something in the head area that affected other parts of the body. So a neurological disorder, MS, cerebral palsy, or sometimes they talk about Alzheimer's or dementia, and they circle the head area for me. Do you understand that?
No.
That's on dad's side, or even the husband's side, or the ex, or whomever he was. Please write this down, because if you can't validate it right now, sometimes people... Because, you know, the information comes through very fast. Sometimes you can't validate it till you call family or somebody calls you and says, oh, yes, this is this person or that person. So we don't. I don't negate anything that they say, because spirit's always right. I just may misinterpret it.
I had three TIAs.
What's that?
That's from a light stroke.
Okay.
I had three of those. So
okay, then maybe this is what they're talking about. Like your dad's calling out to you in that regard. Is there an R name?
No.
I keep seeing the R, so it's either first name. I do get last names as well when they want to talk about the family of. So we have Roger, Richard, or Robertson, maybe it's a last name. But I'm going to go back to the three females on the other side, which was your grandmother and her two sisters. There's a lot of love.
No, which was my mother and
I'm sorry. So on that side of the family, but I do see the grandmother too. So there's maybe her too, your mother. Yeah, the grandmother's there. She's above. She shows me the energy that's above your mother. So I know she's there. But the grandmother's always usually there, and they always validate who they are. And you have the same name as who?
As my grandmother. Not the same name, the same initial.
Same initial, so the L. Okay. And is there an S or the C on that side of the family as well?
My mother's name was Claire.
Thank you so much. Just a validation.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to leave it there. Linda, thank you so much for calling into the show, though.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I hope this helped just a bit. Alrighty. Okay. Wow, you're on fire tonight, girl. We're going to go. We have time for maybe one more caller. How about Jackie calling in from California?
Hello.
Jackie? Hi, is this Jackie?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you? Thank you so much for calling in. Did you want to have a mini reading tonight?
Please.
Okay. Jackie?
Yes.
Hi, it's Bobby. How are you?
I love your name. It's Star Driver Bobby Allison.
Yes, I'm not
I'm
related
fine.
To him.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for calling
in. I
could
be better. I think I will be.
Okay, so let me...
And you?
I'm good. I'm well. Thank you so much for asking. So have you been listening in tonight to the show, or do I have to explain to you a little bit about how I get the information?
No, I've been listening.
Okay, wonderful. So
I've been listening.
Okay, so as I asked the lady before you, I just have this soul that's standing here talking about him passing early with getting hit by a car. Okay, so I don't know if that's for you. Okay, then it must be for somebody that's maybe trying to call in. I'm just going to leave it there and thank him for trying to come through. But I'm sure that somebody listening, that's for them, and please know that he's okay. So I'm going to tune into your energy. I'm going to go to your mom's side first, and I'm going to see who we have here. They keep telling me about Rosalie, Ruth, Rita. There's an R connection. And I'm on your mother's side of the family, so they could either be calling out to the R, or they're telling me that's who they are or who they're with. There is two ladies, and there's a man that stands behind the lady. So I think it's your grandmother, and I feel like her husband. Was she married twice, or there's two men specifically?
She was married, yeah.
Okay.
But I think they both passed before I knew them.
That's okay. They still will come through because they obviously in spirit and they know everything. So
not my grandmother, but the grandfathers.
That's okay. That's totally okay. So when I get a grandmother figure, it's always a figure. It's somebody that you viewed like a grandmother, or they could be calling out to your grandmother the two husbands that have passed before her. So what you're saying is your grandmother's still living?
No, she's passed
now, but
I never met the grandfathers.
Yeah, okay. Doesn't matter. They'll still come through. But anyway, so let me talk about them because that's who's stepping up to speak to you. And I feel like there's been such rough times for you. They are telling me to tell you that things are going to get better. This year is your year. And I see a lot of prayers. I see a lot of healing light. I see beautiful golden light being sent around you for healing. I feel like there's some health things going on, either for yourself or around your family. I don't know if you're helping somebody through something, but I feel like they keep showing me like the mouth area. So I don't know if somebody's putting off some dental work or just got some dental work.
Yes, but I'm sure. I just got a hint of it this other day, so yes.
Okay, as long as you understand. But I feel like sometimes they're talking about there's somebody in the family that has maybe like, and I'm not going to say any names, and I'm not going to ask you to claim who it is, but I feel like there's some maybe like a bout of depression or something where they've let the situations in life put them in the well. And they keep talking about trying to pull. Do you understand this? Pull the person out of the well to help them to be stable and to be balanced. And I think that's very important that whoever this person is, I feel like, please pray for them because the other side does send all this energy and is trying their very best to get this person to be stable and balanced because they're asking for it because they just can't get rid of those negative emotions that hold them down from situations maybe in the past 2 to 3 years. But this year, I think that the light is just shining so bright for it's maybe like one or two people. I think there's a whole situation going on. Wow. And I feel like the people, your loved ones on the other side are just doing everything possible to make this happen for these people, okay? And I feel like, I'm going to say the name Mary or Maggie or Margaret, and I feel like that's connected on your mom's side of the family, either first name or last name, living and or deceased. Do you understand
May?
That? Who is that?
Maybe May.
Okay, wonderful. Validating. I always ask them their name, how they passed, and what's their message. Those are the three things.
Alrighty. We're
going
to have to, like, leave it there now.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, can I
Jackie,
ask about Raymond real quick, my son?
I'm Jackie, we're just about out of time. But you know what? I would love for you to go to Bobby's website and schedule a session with her because it's really hard for us to get a lot of information. We're just doing mini readings on the phone. But I thank you so much for calling into the show. Unfortunately, we are out of time. And I do want to thank our guest, Bobby Allison, for joining us this evening. Thanks, Bobby, for being on the show with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. If our listeners would like to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way to reach you through your website?
That's correct.
Okay, bobbyallison.com. And we want to thank all of our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And once again, we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And don't forget to get your raffle tickets. You can win a reading with one of our certified mediums. On behalf of Forever Family Foundation, I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful 2016. We hope that you'll join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light with your host, Angelina Diana. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.